Thank you. I'm so happy to be here tonight. We all are living in a period of time where life has become so dominant. And, you know, we know that, and some people believe this as well, that if you continue to repeat lies over and over and over and over, people will start to believe it. And also it goes on this way, if you continue to listen to lies over and over by different means or channels, you are listening to lies. And if you're not careful, or if you're not standing on the rock, Christ's truth, you begin to believe these lies as true. Consequently, you begin to pay a big price for them, for believing these lies. And that's the moment we are living today. The news, television, internet, you name it, full of lies. And no doubt, a lot of people are going through a lot of things we shouldn't be going through. And I myself, I fall victim of this every once in a while. I'm not saying that I'm perfect. I'm better than anybody else, because we are all involved in this present time. It's all around us, everywhere we go, even sometimes from people that we love and care about. It comes from everybody. Lies of disease, lie of sickness, lie of infection, contagious, virus, you name them, vaccine, coming from everywhere, from people that we trust, from politicians that we voted for, we trust, and we believe, and we are listening to them. And it makes us feel like we are separated from God, because that's what this life is all about. It's telling us that we are not children of God, we are something apart from God. We are far away. God is a million miles away from us. We are separated from Him. He's not our God. He's not our Father. We are not His children. We are not the embodiment of God, Supreme God, Holy God. That we are vulnerable to sickness, to disease. And that's what these lies are. And it's having terrible effect on people, all of us. And yesterday, I was somehow having this feeling, this thought going in my head, and I started feeling this separation between me and God. And it was scary, because I know it was wrong, but why am I believing it? I started to pray to correct my thought. And this message came to me, and it was very loud and clear to me. And it told me that right where I am is the presence of God. And I started to repeat that to myself. Right where I am right now is the presence of God. If I'm in the presence of God, that sickness, disease, contagions has no chance at all. And I was repeating this to myself, and to the point I was actually very vocal about it, because I was by myself, so I can scream it as much as I want. I was inside my car actually, so I wasn't caring about anybody, and I was very loud about it, because I wanted to believe it. I wanted to have stronghold in me. I wanted that fear, that thought of separation, to get the heart out of me, and it did. And that peace of God that came to me, that assurance, that power, that energy, that I'm standing right in the presence of God, and it changes everything about me, and it brings happiness to me. And I want everybody who is listening, if you can, to know that right where you are standing in the presence of God. It's the truth. Nothing else has chance. Thank you.